Chapter 27. Boast not yourself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's vexation is heavier than they both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is overwhelming, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than love that is hidden. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are profuse. The full soul loafs a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Oil and perfume rejoice the heart, so does the sweetness of a man's friend that comes of hearty counsel. Your own friend and your father's friend forsake not. And go not to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproaches me. A prudent man sees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. Take his garment that is securely for a stranger, and hold him in pledge for a foreign woman. He that blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A continually dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. He that would restrain her restrains the wind, and his right hand encounters oil. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoso keeps the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, and he that regards his master shall be honored. As in the water face is to face, so the heart of man is to man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and the eyes of a man are never satisfied. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, and a man is tried by his praise. Though you should bray a fool in a mortar with a pistol along with the bruised grain, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Be you diligent to know the state of your flocks, and look well to your herds, for riches are not forever. And does the crown endure to all generations? The hay is carried, and the tender grass shows itself, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in. The lambs are for your clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And there will be goat's milk enough for your food, for the food of your household, and the maintenance for your maidens.